Yeah, I made it pretty clear as soon as the season was over that ideally I'd, be retained as a Perth Wildcat, and to know that I've signed for 3 more years at this club, it's just a fantastic feeling, and it's nice to actually be able to duck away and just let my agent and Nick Marvin handle it. But to, finally come to a result that everyone's happy on, yeah, it's great to finally put pen to paper.
There's been talk before that maybe you go back to the East, but you said that you feel more home here now. Is that sort of how it was when you were negotiating, thinking that way?
Yeah, the toughest thing for myself and some of my teammates who did grow up on the East Coast is obviously missing family. But, now a lot of us have been together for about 5 years, and we call each other, the family that we have out west. And even waking up today to a phone call from my brother, his girlfriend's just had a baby. So little things like that make you miss the East Coast a little bit. But overall, the lifestyle in Perth and, the group we've got here is just too much to give up, especially to be a professional player. This is the mecca of it in Australia.
How many clubs made you offers, and how good were those offers? Were they seriously close to the sort of money that you got offered here?
I think if you want to stay as a Wildcat, you know that you're probably going to get offered more money elsewhere. But that's why we've had success, is guys are willing to stay here for a little bit less money, but to play on a better group. So, like the other guys that have come off contract, they're probably getting offered more money to move on. But, ideally you play basketball to win championships, to get better as a player and develop as a person. And those three things are, all viable out in Perth and something I hope to continue. But, you're lying if you don't say you didn't get offered, more money elsewhere, but it's not enough to entice you to leave such a great club.
From a purely basketball sense, is it sort of a no-brainer to stay here, considering the sort of the infrastructure, the support systems the club has in place? It seems like it's a long way above what anyone else sort of has in the NBL.
Yeah, it is, and everything from the 12,000 people that come to the games to the, the support staff we have, to the coaching staff, and then the playing group, and the office staff. You really are privileged as a player here and spoiled as a player. And, in the 5 years I've been fortunate enough to play so far here, I've developed as a player and grown as a person, and that's all you can ask for as a professional athlete. We don't play a sport where we get to the end of our career and retire off the money, so you might as well earn, good enough money to live off, but more importantly, have something you can be proud of when you do retire.
Last year, is that an option for you in the future, or was that an option this time?
No, it's not something I even look into, to tell the truth. I don't have a European passport, so I'd have to play as an import. And probably the countries that would take me are countries that I don't think anyone would want to call home. So it's not something I've really been interested in. But in saying that, Kev gets to go and play in Paris and raise his child over there. So guys that do go overseas, I think it's a great opportunity, and I encourage it. But for me, playing in the NBL is something I'm very proud of. Yeah, I'm hoping to play beyond that. But yeah, you are stuck with me for at least 3 more years, and hopefully, if my body pulls up okay, then we can start looking forward. But in the meantime, I'm just excited. I've got pen to paper, and I don't have to worry about contracts, because I am one of those guys that plays on my mind a little bit during the season. And now that it's done with, I don't have to worry about it for a few more years.
Yeah, well, they signed the captain. He had an outstanding year last year, and I think he's only going to improve the next couple of years. So, barring injury, which was great this year, has been hampering for the last couple of years. So we got through that year great, and his performance was outstanding and leading the team to the championship. And hopefully there's a few more of those to come in the future.
Have you heard any reports on how Nick's scouting trip is going?
They're pretty busy, under all reports. So, yeah, it'll be good to see when they get back and sit down and see where we are at.
Is retention the first key for you guys, keeping together this group rather than looking elsewhere?
Without question, first important part is keeping the Australian content and then matching our weaknesses up. Obviously we like to, for Jermaine to come back and James for that matter, but it's a big market out there, the rest of the world, and we have to find out where we land with the Australian content, and then the imports will be the last two players to be signed up.
So you have a lot of confidence then that you can find those players again. Like if you lose James and Jermaine, you can replace those players because you're that confident in finding those sort of calibre again?
Well, I don't know if we'll find those calibre. Obviously James and Jermaine were two outstanding characters and they're quality basketball players. But one thing that we're all mindful of is find something that benefits the team, makes the team stronger, and until we get that personnel in place with the Australians, we won't know what we're looking for. But having Damo in that position to run the point guard gives us that freedom to get a bit of a scorer, a bit of a slasher, to fill a hole on the perimeter that we might be lacking.